What's up? I'm Jordy Angela.
And it's your boy B-Dot.
And this is The Checkup. B-Dot, how you doing today?
I'm good, girl. You know, just been cooking all week for a couple of NBA clients, man. Just getting my culinary dropout on. So, you know, the usual.
Who you been cooking for? Can you tell us that?
Yeah. My guy, Monte Morris from the Denver Nuggets. Been in town all week training, so cooking him breakfast and dinner, making sure, you know, get his gains in and a good, healthy, nutrition meal before going out to put in that hard work.
That's what's up. Yeah, he was killing in playoffs.
How you been? You been Gucci?
He was killing. Yes, I've been good. I just had a birthday yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Happy birthday, girl. My bad.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I just turned 22.
22. Let's go. Let me find out.
So, yes, I didn't do anything. I just stayed at home. I wasn't in the mood. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't in the mood because I really wish I had a summer birthday, but I don't mind it because me and Russell Westbrook share the same birthday, so I'm not mad about it. It's okay. Yes,
you know, that's crazy. Of course you guys do. Freaking. Speaking of Russell Westbrook.
I know. Where do we start? I think they should really like blow it up. Austin Rivers, he's unhappy with his inconsistency, playing time, and utilization this season. And then we all know Russell Westbrook, he wants the floor general rollback. So I just feel like they should blow it up. I don't think it's gonna work. And me personally, I feel like if Russ goes off and it's better off and the Rockets aren't as good as they were, whatever with whatever they get back for him, I don't see James Harden staying. I think he's gonna request a trade next if he even decides to stay after this season. So I feel like eventually they're just going to have to blow it up. And they might as well go ahead and get over with.
Yeah, Russ said it. Russ did say, I mean, the information that was put out was false in terms of that he doesn't want to play with James Harden. So he said whatever narrative you guys have around that is false. And I know James, if he does want to go anywhere, his trade destinations are Philly, Miami.
Brooklyn? Was it Brooklyn?
Yes, yeah. And Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm going to be pissed. If James Harden goes to Brooklyn, I am going to be irate.
Why would you?
Because, okay, like, listen, if it works out, you know how difficult it is going to be to be able to beat them? Like, Kevin Durant. No, because I'm a Heat fan. I don't want that crap to happen. I'm trying to get a ring. I do not want that to happen. That's on you.
You just told him. You just said you don't want him to go to the Heat, and his only other two destinations is Philly and New York.
He can go to Philly. Philly and New York. No, Brooklyn, no. Because Brooklyn's already going to be
That's what I'm saying. Brooklyn, yeah. Philly and Brooklyn. If you don't want him with the Heat, then shoot, then you can't be mad. You either take James or you don't.
Oh my gosh, he can go to stay in the West or
go to the East. Go ahead and get that, you know, easier route. You don't got to go through
Philly,
Goliath. With Doc Rivers, that'd be interesting. You know, James get back in this, you know, old role in terms of controlling the game and not shooting as much and be able to control the offense. That Dan Antoni offense ain't really where it's at. I can't stand that. And it's so funny all those players say that, where a lot of those players had career highs in that Dan and Tony offense. So
right. It's
like, what's happening now? I guess since one player said something, it's just a whole domino effect and everybody wants to say something now. So, hey, man, Russ, I've been seeing the Hornets. I've been seeing New York Knicks. It'll be interesting. Wherever Russ goes, I know he's going to do his thing because he'll be back in his regular role, just like James, running the offense, being the point guard, being able to distribute and having a big, a three and a four. Instead of him just having all guards and him playing a damn near five. So,
man. Yeah. I've been thinking about Russ's, like, the teams that and it could possibly be, like, a win-win. So, I was thinking, like, what if Derrick Rose gets traded for Russell Westbrook and Russ goes with Blake Griffin and D. Rose goes with James Harden? You know, and obviously, you know, with Derrick Rose and Russ, I feel like they may have to package or whoever. I like that. Maybe I like him going to the Magic with Aaron Gordon, perhaps. I don't know how that will work out, but I like that. And hopefully they can keep, like, Markelle Fultz. Because I feel like they have quality role players that could, like, you know, Russ could cook with. And the Hornets, I like that as well. The Knicks, people are saying, oh yeah, the Knicks could be a good thing, but we got to think about who they're going to give up to get Russ. So that's my whole thing about with it. But I like the Magic for Russell Westbrook if he goes to the East.
I don't like none of those teams, keep it, be honest. Because I just don't – I don't see Russ get past the second round with none of those teams.
Or what about the Clippers?
I mean, but it depends on who's going to be on the Clippers.
Well, I know the Clippers, they're trying to get a point guard. And I know Chris Paul is, like, their main priority to get right now. And I know Chris Paul actually wants to go to the Clippers. Like, I know that he wants to go to either the Clippers or the Bucks. Yeah, but he don't want to go to the Lakers. I think the Clippers or the Bucks, and I feel like if the Clippers don't land him, they can pursue Russell Westbrook. Because they don't want Pat Bev. They want someone that can that's a more of a scorer and more of a floor general.
But it also depends on who else is going to be on the Clippers. Remember, the Clippers is supposed to be blowing the whole ship up too. So if it's right. Russ, and we gotta see what his complimentary players is. And I don't like him in Detroit with Blake Griffin, because Blake ain't been the same in 5 years. So
that's true.
And I think Russ would be miserable in Detroit.
Yeah, it's not a
he'll be great miserable place to live. In Detroit. Not even not even the places he live. It's just what other pieces does Detroit have? It'll be a whole OKC situation all over
again. So what team do you think? What team do you want to see him play for?
Man, I don't know, man. Whatever team they can give him a big, shooting guard, and a small four and a quality four. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely a tricky one. It's definitely tricky.
I heard the Mavericks trying to get Zach LaVine.
I heard that.
Yeah. Victor Oladipo, apparently he came out and said that the narrative around him asking teams could he play for them after losses, he said that's false. He said he loved his teammates and he would never, say anything or do anything like that. Fred VanVleet said, I already got my ring. Fred VanVleet
said, trying to get paid.
Hey, F the ring. I already got my ring. I'm trying to get paid now. So it's gonna be an interesting free agency come what a couple days, couple more days, or next week, whenever it's
pop off. Yeah, I think it's the 18th or the 20th or some crap, 16th something.
Yeah, they even talking about trying to send D Book to Minnesota, to pair it with those guys. So
what's the benefit of doing that? Like, what are they getting back for him?
Yeah, that first round pick.
So
and
what?
And a couple, and they may be able to use that to trade for another player with some more pieces. So I don't know. I like Fred VanVleet going to the Suns.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
I know Dennis Schroeder told everybody to keep his name out of his mouth if it's teams that's, he said, Lakers, I don't want to go to y'all, but the Lakers still trying to get him. So at the end of the day, you have to play. Mm. So, and I like that. I like Dennis. I like Dennis with the Lakers. He's more of a not as great defensively as Avery Bradley, but way better offensively. Mm-hmm. And he'll be able to control that offense. And he played with a pit bull in Chris Paul. So he'll be able to handle LeBron. It ain't gonna be that Mario Chalmers effect on him. Because Dennis Schroeder, he German. He gonna talk his shit. For real. So it'll be interesting to see, what they do with those OKC boys.
It's gonna be a very, very interesting free agency. I just feel like I think it's gonna be random. Every free agency is random though. If something happens that never, we would never expect. So I think something's gonna happen randomly, especially for Russell Westbrook, wherever he goes, I'll be right there with him. Whatever happens, I'll be right there. So
I like Russ in Philly too.
I do. Listen, I said Philly on my live, and they swore up and down that I was crazy and it would never happen. And I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of this whole narrative that you can't win with Russ. Because Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant almost took down a Golden State Warriors team a few years back.
And Katie the one that decided to leave.
Exactly. And then we act like he ain't been to the finals before at 21 years old. So my thing is, I do not like the idea of Russ. You can't win with him when he's done. He's a generational talent. And then my thing is, every player needs the right pieces around them. Jimmy Butler was known as a toxic player who wanted to win so bad but didn't know how to, and he was just really bad teammate, a locker room cancer, just like they're trying to make Russ right now. Give Russ a break, and let's just see how it plays out, because I feel like with Russ, and I think with guards in general, I think people bash guards so much because when every time a guard doesn't get to where they're trying to go, we blame it on them because they're the guard of the team, like Dame and Russ and whoever. And I feel like it sucks. I just hope that he gets the right pieces around him and proves everybody wrong, like Jimmy Butler did.
Right. And it'd be Russ's first time actually playing with a legitimate experienced coach, a legitimate great big.
Okay, so let's talk about the draft for a second. So who do you think is the best player in the draft? And let me ask you this, the best player, but also who do you think is going to kill? Like, who do you think is going to, like, do the best in the NBA looking at the draft class right now?
I like old boy from Memphis. I think he's the best player in the draft.
Oh, right, James Wiseman?
Yeah, I think he's the best player in the draft.
I agree.
I like Anthony. But apparently, you know, they said that he wasn't doing well in his workouts or whatever. They said Melo. I love Melo. They said Melo, said his interviews haven't been the best. But I mean, Melo's a to himself nonchalant type of guy. Right. His on-court IQ versus his off-court IQ is completely different. I like Melo. I think Melo's gonna be a star. I'm not even worried about that. I know he's gonna transition well. But as of now, body ready, body wise, been able to knock down and take more higher percentage shots because he's not a guard and he's bigger than those guys. I like Wiseman. So wherever he goes, it'd be, you know, be very interesting. I really wanna see what Golden State's gonna do. Golden State and the Trailblazers are the two teams that I'm like, okay, y'all sleeping on in terms of making moves, because they're only a couple players away to, you know, getting back to those Western Conference finals. So
I agree.
That'd be very interesting. I wanna see somebody pair with Dame. We need a legitimate 6'7" wing to be paired with Dame, so you don't have to take all those. I like Melo, but Melo isn't LeBron. You feel me? In terms of, like, yes, Melo still can hoop, but he's still not playing as effective as LeBron is at this age.
I feel like a lot of teams need the same thing right now. I feel like a lot of teams need, like, a legitimate wing, a legitimate big, a legitimate, like, you know, go-to. And it's just crazy because, like, Miami needs it, and then you got people like the Blazers that need it. A lot of teams need the same thing, and it's going to be really, really interesting to see how it plays out and who gets who.
Because Golden State trying to get LaMarcus, I heard. And I heard that, too. And the Lakers
trying to get Tristan Thompson. No, they're trying to get Tristan. How do you
know
about that?
No, the Lakers are trying to get DeMar.
I heard that, but they're trying to get Tristan Thompson, too.
I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, him and Dwight Howard would be the same person.
Yeah, I feel like they need to let somebody go because they're, like, hogging all the bigs right now.
In terms of well, you got to understand, people don't really want bigs in this league as of now. So, especially the ones that they can't do what, like, Giannis and AD are doing. Lakers, they're able to plug those type of bigs right where they need it. I think Tristan Thompson just be another hustle player. He won't really do nothing offensively. I like Dwight Howard still. So, I mean, that DeMar DeRozan, I like that, though. I like DeMar and the Lakers. I like that.
I'm scared of that. And
I like that because he's an efficient player.
Oh, no.
And he'll be able to get the job done.
Please don't.
And DeMar deserves it.
Any trade that will benefit the Lakers, I'm against.
Because they talking about sending Danny back to the Spurs. The Lakers just need some consistent wings. Not saying, like, Rondo them, you know, aren't consistent. I'm talking about in terms of, like, one of those wings that can go get it on their own. I like DeMar. I love DeMar. A wing that'll be able to get it on his own and efficient. And he's an LA boy.
So you did bring up Giannis earlier. Do you think he's leaving or not leaving? He's not a free agent. Do you think he's gonna get traded, or do you think he's gonna stay? I think he's gonna stay. I don't think the Bucks are trading him.
No, they said they plan to give him to see plan to sign the Supermax, you know, sometime this week or next. I don't think the Bucks are going to trade him unless he requests a trade. But it depends on who the hell they bring in. I mean, Giannis, all right, if you want to stay there and get the money, do your thing. But don't get mad. Don't get mad when we start and the critics and all the analysts start giving you a hard time because your ass still can't win. Because don't nobody want to come there, or they just can't recruit no players. Right. Don't be mad and upset. You had your chance to leave now. Understand, get your money.
Yeah, that would, oof. I don't want that for him. I really don't. But yeah, if he does leave, he can go ahead and come on to Miami. And
I thought you, but you just said they didn't need Giannis. I said this.
We don't need him,
weeks
but
ago. Nah,
we don't need
that.
Him.
Nah, shit.
We
it
don't.
Shit.
We don't
it
need
up.
Him.
I said Giannis to Miami. You was like, no, we don't want Giannis. We don't. You wasn't. Y'all didn't need him. We don't want Giannis. No, I like Bam. I like Tyler. I like Jimmy. We don't need Giannis. We need something. We need somebody else. We need something else.
We don't. Listen, we don't need Giannis. We want Giannis. So I'm trying to secure the bag here. And my thing is, I think there is a way that we keep Bam. Because the thing is, if Giannis doesn't get traded this year and he becomes a free agent and he's unhappy, he's fine with Miami. We can afford him and we can let go a few players that we don't need. But I think we can keep our key players and Bam and Giannis. It's possible. It is possible. But the thing is, look, Kevin Durant and like the Nets, they're starting to scare me more and more by the day. And I'm scared because they're talking about getting Drew Holiday and they're talking about getting James Harden, and that stuff makes me want to pee my pants, and I do not want that. So I'm trying to secure the bag, make sure that Miami gets back to the finals in peace. And yeah, that's really all I want. And I hope that the Lakers never, well, if the Lakers, if we get Giannis, it without Giannis, if the Lakers stay the same, we're going to beat the next year. I guarantee you. But if they happen to get somebody like Drew Holiday or DeMar DeRozan, then they're just like, oh my gosh. So it's not my fault. What's scaring me is the moves that are about to be made. That's what's scaring me. So don't blame me.
I know the Pacers are disgusting. They're trying to package Miles Turner and Oladipo for some team, which would be interesting. I like to see where they end up at. So I don't know. I've seen a trade scenario with the Rockets and Russ going to Indiana, Russ and somebody else, maybe like Russ and PJ Tucker, and they get back Miles Turner and Oladipo back to more of a traditional offense. So that'd be pretty, you know, if Oladipo can get back to all-star form or even close to that, that'd be very interesting.
I do like that. I like Russ with TJ Warren and Malcolm Brogdon, and they got some good role players. I like that, actually. I do. I really do like that.
Yeah, of course they're going to need something else. But it also depends. They may send Eric Gordon over there with them, you know, and they'll be able to, you know. So, we'll see. We'll see what they get back in return or if they even do something like that. So, that'll be very interesting.
I agree. Very, very interesting. Well, Don, what grinded your gears this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, look, I got me a little boo now. So so when we pop out, I ain't trying to hear.
Oh, wow.
Everybody, Don, you ain't been really out
Hold
like that.
On.
You just been DJing and cooking, and you been low-key. I ain't trying to hear none of that. When me and my little thing pop out on y'all, don't be in my DMs. Don't be on – I ain't trying to hear none of that because y'all had all y'all opportunities now and before then. And yeah, just letting you know that when I break the internet in a couple weeks or a couple months, depending on when I want to make my ish public, then I ain't trying to hear none of that. All right. That's what's grinding my, I ain't trying to hear none. Other than that, man, shit, I'm Gucci. Life is good. I just been cooking, booed up and DJing, making this money.
Wow. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. It's still fresh. You know, it's the honeymoon stage. You know how that shit go.
Oh, I see.
So give me,
well, I hope.
Give me two and a half months and then congratulate me.
Okay, got it.
Well, but I did send her 100 roses today. Sent her 100 roses because her birthday on Sunday. Sent her 100 roses.
That's so sweet.
With a little personalized card of her little baby picture on there, and some birds, and some balloons.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Hopefully one day I'll have someone to do that for me.
I send you some shit too. I got you. Just for
that. I got nothing for my birthday. Nothing. Yeah. I didn't get any phone calls. See? I didn't get anything.
Didn't even know that. You gotta let me know, because I don't be knowing none of my best friends' birthdays. I just pay for everything. I say they damn, you remember? No. But I pay for everything. So what now? You mad? You ain't mad no more. All right, so shut the shit up. All you gotta do is remind me. I ain't got time. I got kids now, especially. I don't got time to be trying to remember none of y'all birthdays. My birthday, my I don't even remember my best friend. I don't even know my best friend's birthday. I don't remember sometime in April. She'll be all right.
Well, you have an excuse. You have kids now, so it is what it is.
Even before then, I wasn't. No, I'm good. I ain't, man, listen. Just let me know when it is, and I'll be there. I ain't about
That's
to be.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's so sweet. That really is so nice. Wow. So that's great.
That's what grinded your gears. You didn't get shit for your birthday.
What grinded my gears, yes, was yesterday. And it was the past 2 days, because my thing is, me and Russell Westbrook's birthday is the same day. And the news just has to come out that he requested a trade the day before our birthday. Pissed me off. Everybody's like, oh, I'm checking on you. Make sure you're okay. I said, I wanted Russ to leave Houston, you idiots. Like, I wanted him because I thought he wasn't happy there. And so my thing is, everybody, oh, just checking on you. So my thing is, people only want to tune in when something negative is happening. It is what it is. I'm not tripping, but that definitely grabbed my girls. All y'all are fake. Every single one of y'all that are fake, and I hope y'all hear this, because I really want to punch y'all in y'all faces. But that's what grinded my gears this week.
I love the energy. That's that Westbrook energy. I love it. I love it. Hello. Oh,
piss me off.
You better let him know. And you got Kobe 24 behind you, D Wade 3, Allen Iverson 3, 3 plus 6, 24 minus 6 is what?
18. No, wait, 24 minus 6 is that? Yes, 18, right?
18. So you can give 18 fucks about what they, what they got to say.
I did not know where you were going with that at all. I was like, okay, where you going with this?
All right, man, well, that's going to be it for the checkup. Is your host B Dot with the lovely,
I hate this, Joy D'Angela.
And until next time, folks.